Jy luister nou na Pretoria se lekkerste radiostasie, Lekker FM.
Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3. Hierdie is jou misdaadverslag en ek gesels met kaptein Dave Miller. Captain, how are you?
Today I'm doing very well, Petra. I'm so tempted every time to say I'm not doing well. But no, I'm doing very great. Thank you and yourself.
Yeah, I can't complain.
Awesome.
We spoke about the licenses last week, about the usage of a license and when you can fire a firearm. I want to know, how does it work? If I want to buy a gun,
yes,
a firearm, do I have to apply for the license before I buy the firearm? How does it work?
Okay, so there are two aspects to the parts of owning a firearm.
Yeah.
You have two legal documents.
Yes.
The first one is called a competency.
Okay.
And the second one is your license to possess a firearm.
Okay.
Okay. So the first document we'll talk about is the competency to possess a firearm. And there are several categories for hand weapon, shotgun, self-loading rifle, and there's another one that skips my mind at the moment. No, not quite. But basically, yes. So there's different components, different categories that you will get a competency for.
Okay.
Okay. And then you also get what is called a competency for business purposes as well as private.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That is when you're doing your courses. So the way that works is you will go to a registered firearm academy.
Yeah.
Okay. And please make sure you do go to a reputable firearm training academy, because there are unfortunately a lot of unscrupulous people out there that are issuing fraudulent certificates.
Yeah.
Okay. So you will go to the academy, you will pay X amount of money to do the course with them, they will take you through a training process, and they will accommodate you whether you have absolutely no knowledge of firearms or whether you are an expert in a firearm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Once you have completed that course, they will issue you a certificate. With that certificate, you will go to your local DFO, your designated firearms officer at the police station, and there you'll do an application for a competency, which is now going to be issued by the South African Police Services.
Okay.
So the first portion is you will go to a private institution, and you will do a competency course there, and you'll get your certification, and you'll come to the police, and the police will then take your documentation. There's forms you will fill out. You have to get statements from your spouse or a close family member, references and things like that. And you will then apply for your competency for whichever category it is or for all the categories.
Yeah.
Okay. Once that has been approved by the South African Police Service, all right, you are then eligible to go and apply to buy a firearm.
Okay.
You could have started that process quite a while beforehand as well, but you can only apply for your firearm license once you have your competency from the South African Police Service. It used to be that you could do the two together, where you could do your competency and your firearm license together.
Yeah.
Now the system has changed. You first have to apply for your competency, and then you will apply for your firearm license.
Okay. Yeah.
So when it comes to your firearm license, depending on where you're getting your firearm from, whether it is from a dealer, a private person, or it's an inherited firearm, whichever the case it may be, all right, you will then go to the police station. There's forms that you will fill out, together with a copy of your competency from the South African Police Services, and you will submit all that to the DFO, and that will go through to the relevant officers. And unfortunately, it is taking a bit of time at the moment. The original turnaround time was supposed to be in the region of 90 days. It has officially gone up to 120 days, and a lot of people are experiencing a lot more delays, longer than 120 days.
Okay, so that's applicable to everybody. You have to do that.
That is correct.
In order to be approved for a license.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Captain.
Pleasure, Piotr. Have an awesome day. Thank you.
Lekker FM.